at it now. It's getting to that time of the silly season when we start looking at polling again, a lot of it. We're not the, believe it or not, we're less than a year away from the primaries and then, gosh, right into the general election 2022. How time flies. You know, how time flies. Bernie Porn is a partner and president of Epic.
Steve.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing just great. How about you?
Well, I'm doing well. I always have fun digging through the numbers. You and I have discussed them for, well, years, actually, depending on what's going on. But right now you have some new polling out on health care and health care concerns. And it's pretty obvious here that one of the big concerns, one of the takeaways from your polling is, and I don't think this is exactly news, but I think it underscores the fact that most people think health care is too darn expensive, don't they?
They sure do. They think it's just too high, and with 18% of Americans having medical debt that's in collections, it's understandable why they feel so stressed about the cost of going to the hospital or seeing a doctor. Bottom line is Michigan voters say that health care is just too expensive. 74% are concerned about being able to afford high deductibles. 90% concerned about junk insurance plans that provide too little coverage. 58% concerned about being able to afford their monthly premiums. Cost is clearly a top-of-mind issue for Michigan voters. 77% say the amount they pay for health care is going up every year. 56% say they've struggled to pay medical bills, even when they have health insurance. And 27% say they have unpaid or overdue medical bills they're having difficulty paying off. And among those folks who said they're struggling financially, that number jumps up to 55%. And cost, it was cited by 49% with all the other concerns in the teens. That's the priority, and they want their elected officials to, as they're coming out of the pandemic, they want them to provide targeted, careful fixes to the existing health care system. And they don't want any major overhauls. They say the 68% said that we should be cautious about making changes as we come out of the pandemic. And 59% say they are looking for Congress to do targeted fixes to build on the current system, and they're not thinking that it should fundamentally be transformed.
Let me jump in there. Hold on, Bernie, because there's a lot to unpack there. You're like a machine gun there, which is fine. but I think there's something that I identify there with, which is I think a lot of people are willing to pump the brakes here on a lot of topics coming out of the pandemic because a lot of people feel a lot of things got rushed through, not just in this topic, but a lot of times got pushed through and rushed through. And they're like, now, wait a second. Let's all take a breath. And before we rush anything else through, let's think about what we're doing. Is that kind of what I'm feeling here?
Yeah, absolutely. The pandemic has just changed just about everything. And so people are concerned, but they don't want any major changes. Even 56 percent of Democrats to 36% said that agreed that we don't want any major changes. And of course, among Democrats, you have folks, at least a segment, talking about much more dramatic changes, complete transformation of health care, and they're not in favor of that. Even Democrats, much more so among independents and Republicans.
Well, and one of the things that's coming down that's being pushed by Democrats on the federal level, of course, is this $3.5 trillion of spending that would include health care and changes across the board. And I think that what you're finding reflects what I'm seeing in other polls, which is most Americans are not in support of that kind of spending. $3.5 trillion, certainly without bipartisan support. It's a tremendous amount of money that would impact, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, all sorts of health care issues, all of it, right? I mean, it would impact all of those things, and I think people are rightfully cautious.
The president and Democratic leadership are going to have to be much more persuasive in terms of trying to sell their approach on the spending program that they have proposed.
Let me ask you about a couple other things while I've got you. Let me ask you about a couple other things. I mean, I know you guys have done some recent polling on the governor's race and so forth, but what about, I mean, I'm seeing across the board support for President Biden is tanking in all sorts of polls, whether it's Gallup, Rasmussen, YouGov, Ipsos, NBC. The support that he once had has evaporated quickly. And I wonder how that translates to, I look at somebody like Alyssa Slotkin, who is my member of Congress, right? She came in, she was part of the intelligence community. She was one of those very well crafted and picked candidates that did extremely well and won the seat here. But I wonder how candidates like her and Spanberger and others will do going forward because of the failures in Afghanistan. Do you have any polling on the horizon about any of those issues?
Well, in our statewide poll that we just released yesterday, you have a little difference in terms of favorability for Biden from when we last tested it in February. But his job rating has gone from 49% negative up to 55% negative, and that is having some impact, and I'm sure it's having an impact on the gubernatorial race and on how issues are perceived. And don't forget that we did that survey while the issues surrounding Afghanistan were obviously top and front in the news. And so
do you think it was fully digested?
They're influencing public opinion.
Bernie Porn, Epic MRA here. Do you think those topics, Afghanistan, was fully digested? Because it hasn't improved. And I see the numbers going down a little bit, pretty much every day for, you know, several days now. And I wondered if you would poll again today, if it'd be a point or two lower.
That's possible. There has been a great deal of coverage of Afghanistan, can have an effect on public opinion on a variety of issues.
Sure can. Bernie Porn, partner president, Epic MRI. What's your next new poll, Bernie? Give us a preview and when we can expect it.
Well, we'll be doing more polling as much as possible, usually at least every 2 months. We obviously do omnibus surveys, and so people have to buy on to the survey. And when enough people are buying on questions to pay for the conduct of the survey, that's when we run it.
Understood. Nobody needs to ask my opinion, Bernie. I'll tell you exactly where I stand every day. Greatly appreciate it, my friend. I do. And thank you for the good work. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you much.
There you have it. Bernie Porn, veteran pollster, to say the least. Epic MRA. Quick break now. I'm going to talk about some more polls after the commercial. Don't go anywhere.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
I was diagnosed with cancer at age 6. 29 surgeries, a 15% chance to survive.